Welcome to Edmonton Social Planning Council's blog post. This post is titled, Invisible Disabilities. You don't have to see it to believe it. Written by I'm Angela Bonte. When people discuss disabilities, they are often referring to visible physical characteristics that people may experience or be part of who they are. For example, when we think of someone who needs to use a parking placard for persons with disabilities, often the person who comes to mind is someone with mobility challenges who might need a walker, wheelchair, or cane to help get around. For folks with invisible disabilities, the challenge lies not only in the disability itself, but in the invisibility of it. What are invisible disabilities? As defined by the Invisible Disabilities Association, quote, an invisible disability is a physical, mental, or neurological condition that is not visible from the outside, yet can limit or challenge a person's movements, senses, or activities, end quote. What might this look like? Some of the symptoms can be things like chronic or debilitating pain, brain injuries, cognitive dysfunction, or chronic fatigue. This can include dietary struggles, severe allergies, and/or mental health challenges. They vary between people, can be difficult to diagnose, and are not obvious to other people. Further, the symptoms of disability can vary in and of themselves, meaning people can have good days and bad days. These challenges can impact in varying degrees people's ability to work, live, and play. Why does this matter? In a society where work equates to economic stability, having an invisible disability can and often is viewed through a discriminatory lens. Ableism is an oppressive social construction which views people with disabilities as deviating from the norm. What's worse is the misperceived conception that in a capitalist society, if you have no value in the economy, you have no value as a person. Society diminishes the social value and economic contributions of folks with disabilities through this lens. Further, this can lead to microaggressions which take the form of invasive questions, inappropriate jokes, and exclusion intended to make the person with disability feel less than. The hidden nature of invisible disabilities can be even more challenging as people who are experiencing them can be left trying to repeatedly explain themselves and feeling they are not believed. Further, symptoms that can lead to missed days of work can cause stress and loss of employment. The stigma of having to explain a particular disability can prevent employees from seeking much-needed accommodations at work. How can you reduce stigma? Use a strengths-based approach. What does that mean? It means focusing on all the strengths the person has versus focusing on the potential challenges their disability might bring. For example, someone might have great wit and determination, but they might also be in excruciating pain. The two things can and do coexist. As someone not experiencing a disability, be open, curious, and accepting, but not invasive. Be proactive and offer support. Provide support when asked, but in both cases, do not treat the person like they are fragile or not contributing, valuable member of society. Persons with disabilities, visible or invisible, contribute a great deal to our society and should be treated with respect and value. Remember, anyone can become disabled, experience an illness or injury, or have an allergy, and this can change how you navigate the world. You don't have to see it to believe it. To learn more and hear the voices of people who have invisible disabilities, please watch the videos that are on the original blog post. Amanda Labonte is a registered social worker and is Edmonton Social Planning Council's project coordinator of research services and capacity building, as well as the volunteer coordinator. To enjoy more of our blog posts or to learn more about Edmonton Social Planning Council, please visit our website at www.edmontonsocialplanning.ca or follow us on social media at Edmonton SPC. Thank you for listening.